Tony-winning choreographer Garth Fagan is starting to put together a new dance.
It'll be a nice up-tempo in the beginning, something more lyrical in the middle, and something really fast in the end.
He knows what it's going to look like, at least in broad strokes, but he doesn't know what it's going to sound like yet. That's because he has asked a friend of his to write an original piece for the dance. The friend is Grammy-winning jazz musician Wynton Marsalis, and he's not finished yet.
We know each other, so he knows what I do and I know what he does, and it's going to be perfect.
The pair has worked together before, but that was 20 years ago. Garth says he's in the lead on this one.
Somebody's got to know where this is going and whatever. But if Wynton comes up with something absolutely profound, as he will, and it doesn't work with what I have going in mind, I'll roll up my sleeves and get it to work. That's too beautiful, too wonderful to just dismiss.
He says last time, Wynton came armed with a whole score, then saw the dance and ripped it up. He sat down and started over right on the spot.
One hand on the piano and one on the trumpet, and he got it done.
The result was one of Fagan's most well-known dances, Griot, New York. He will be bringing that back for this year's season opener at the Brooklyn Academy of Music in September. And that is where he'll unveil the new piece he's working on now, with his dancers on stage and Marsalis down in the orchestra pit. That is how it's done if you're Garth Fagan. Listen to this question from WXXI's Steve Daw.
Does Wynton have any say over the dance portion of this?
No, absolutely not.
Marsalis is expected to come to Rochester this year to work in the studio with Fagan and his dancers, but he is not expected to be on hand when the dancers perform the work at Nazareth College in November. Audiences here will get the recorded version. Julie Phillip, WXXI News.